Wait, really quick, KFS family. We have a huge announcement, you guys. December 16th, this Friday, the merch is dropping. You guys have been begging for it, so we got it for you guys. December 16th, turn your post notifications on and do not miss this huge merch launch. We worked so hard on the merch for you guys, and it's coming the 16th, this Friday. Be prepared, get ready, and remember, Patreon gets it first on the 15th, so join Patreon for first dibs. We love you guys. Back to the show. What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure. Welcome back, you guys. You are watching part two
of a two-part series. Y'all saw part one last week. If you didn't see part one, go back and
go
watch it. It's already up there. Yeah. It's out. And this is part two. We're digging deep. And we're getting IVs right now, you guys. So if you hear any wrestling or moving around, there is a nurse taking...
Or silence, because Braylon is terrified of needles.
Terrified of any morsel of pain. Jesus.
Morsel.
Was that a good word?
Good job.
So yeah, don't mind that. And yeah, enjoy the show. Yes, if we can find her. So we can maybe pull up on her one day.
We can find her.
We can find her.
You know where she at? They post every 5 seconds.
No, for sure. Every 5 seconds.
She kind of is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life.
But yeah, her circle is very...
It just needs to be better. Mm-hmm. But see, that's the thing. It's like, you got to know who your friends are.
The people around you.
You have to know. And that brings me to, you know, the next thing that I wanted to bring up with, is it Shanquilla?
Shanquilla Robinson.
Shanquilla Robinson, man. That story.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
It's so it infuriates me. It makes me so
Even
mad.
Even the person behind the camera. Fight back, girl.
A man.
A grown man.
A grown ass man.
But there had to be some level of comfort or some type of friendship in her mind to even go out of the country with these people. She trusted them on some type of level. You get what I'm saying?
Or maybe she didn't. I feel like people just be like, okay, my homegirl said let's go out of town. Oh, sorry. You know, people like my homegirl.
Oh, let's just go.
Yeah, got a room and it'd be your homegirl's homegirl. And, you know, I don't know that we don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
if that's out there or not.
At the end of the day, she didn't know she was flying out of the country to her die. Death. Oh, Lord.
She was going out of town on vacation. Talked to her mother the day before.
The people around you.
And they talking about she had alcohol poisoning.
But something's wrong with her spine or her neck.
A broke neck and something with her spine.
RIP to her. They just had her funeral. I saw it.
Which Kyrie donated $65,000 to her GoFundMe.
Oh, wow.
But I'm sure nobody will say that.
Talk
on
about
ESPN
that. Yeah.
Because
wow.
He's such an idiot, right?
Wow.
I didn't see anybody else donate
doing
anything.
That. Yeah. But
he's an idiot, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. but yeah, I just, that story is so, and you want to know what's crazy is, that's probably not uncommon.
100%.
How many times 100%. Have people gone out of town and not come home?
Out of the country.
Out of the fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's different laws and different
rules.
And now these people possibly may not, these people who, her friends, who she went on vacation with, may not even be held accountable.
Because of the laws overseas.
Because it happened in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just crazy. Like, literally, I'll just say this. I'm not going to go into detail, but when we were in Dallas and I saw, like, my sister's friends around, like, I'm like, I've never seen any of these people.
Yeah. Like, it's like, who are you?
Who are these people?
When it makes you more aware. It makes you have to be more aware about the people that you are spending intimate time with. Like, I wouldn't, like, if you don't really know them, you don't need to be in the same hotel room with them.
Yeah.
Get your own room.
Literally how God has watched over me, because I let people in quick.
Quick.
I can see how I could be in a, or not now, of course, but in my younger days, how I could have been in a situation like that around people that really just didn't fuck with me.
And looking for an opportunity.
Looking for...
To that, fight.
I'm like, you fighting her like she is a bitch off the street. A girl that you just met that stepped on your shoes, that called you a bitch or called you out your name.
And it's
you're not fighting her like that's your friend.
It's one thing to fight somebody that's fighting you back.
You're being a bully. You're a bully. You're a bully. You're a bully.
And it's like, you're trying to kill her. To me, like, to my thing is, if you're fighting somebody who's not fighting you back, what is the goal? What's the goal?
People just, and in my mind, that's what I'm saying. That is not very, very common, and people just aren't dying. Bitches out there, excuse my language, women and people out there are fighting like that daily. In the street, on Instagram, on YouTube, nobody is dying.
And people are,
you can really kill somebody in a fight.
With your hands.
With your hands.
Do you know, as a boxer, I don't know if this is true, but my ex is a boxer, and your hands are literally lethal weapons. Like, if you fight somebody,
you can go to jail.
You're going to jail.
Even if they don't,
even if nothing happens to them, you're going to jail because your hands are trained.
Yep.
So if their hands are trained, then that means the possibility of putting your hands on somebody could lead to somebody's death.
To somebody's death. You're not thinking about that.
Because you could hit somebody, they fall, crack their head.
And it's over.
On the concrete
die.
And you're going to jail.
For the rest of your life.
Like, for an actual manslaughter charge.
Yep.
You're going
to
jail.
People are not thinking about that. Fighting like that is more common. We see fights all the time on the internet. You get what I'm saying? People are not thinking, I'm about to kill this person. Think about that before you put your hands on somebody.
Oof. And I have to think, for me, I have, because I'm real like this until I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I am a very like, until I'm not.
You're like, okay.
Because I've never really screamed. Like, I'm not like, like,
yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? Like, I'm very like aggressive in my tone, but I'm not like
a screamer yelling.
I don't go. I'm either here and then I go here.
Yeah.
And if I'm ever here, like, to me, I have to be. What would cause you to put your hands on somebody? Like, I have to think about that.
Yeah, I've never been in a fight.
I'm not just in any moment smacking somebody.
Yeah,
because I want to smack people.
Really?
Yeah. You don't ever want to smack somebody.
No.
Somebody don't ever just say something crazy. Like, I'm saying, like, if some people go on saying bad things about you on the Shade Room.
No.
Well, 2020, I was ready to smack a lot of people because of the shit they were saying to you.
So I was ready to fight.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
passive shit.
For me, it would take something so extreme.
I don't even know what would get me there. Yeah.
If I was, how do you say her name? Shaquilla?
Yeah.
Shaquilla Robinson.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on, you guys. Really quick before you go on with this episode, we have a special announcement. KFS Family has been getting 20% off of BeastsOfMobility.com, but right now until the end of the year, so the rest of 2022, KFS Family will get 75% off. Ooh, a B. Simone Beauty, you guys, lip gloss, lip liner, makeup bags, necklaces, all the good stuff is 75% off the whole website until the end of the year. So use the promo code KFS75. We are making space for some new products coming for you guys next year. So we're having a sale. KFS75. Use that promo code. That's KFS75 at BeastSimoneBeauty.com. The rest of 2022, go shop. I love you guys. BeastSimoneBeauty.com. Mwah. Back to the show.
Everyone connected.
Do you see the video of her father? It's so sad.
He said, y'all don't even know what this did to me.
You don't know what it did to me.
You don't know what it's doing to me.
Y'all think about that. Y'all out here fighting people and jumping. That breaks my heart. Them kids that be getting jumped in middle school, picked on in high school. Y'all are bullies. Leave these people alone.
Ugh.
And it's all fun and games until somebody loses their life over a fist fight.
Or someone takes their life. Yeah. Because you didn't sat there and bully somebody all goddamn day.
Yeah.
Or one your favorite celebrity who, or not even your favorite celebrity, just somebody that's constantly on the shade room and you just constantly picking on them. And then you decide to be a fucking coward and send them a DM from a private fucking page that don't got no profile picture. And that could just be the thing that tipped them over the edge. You're not thinking about that
shit. Or saying something you would never say to them in person.
You would never walk up
to these people and say that to their face in person. Out of all the comments that have been on social media, not one person in my career has ever walked up to me and said anything to me negatively to my face, ever. So y'all saying all this stuff on the internet, saying all this stuff, you would never say it to me. Stop. Leave people alone, y'all.
Leave people alone and know that your actions have a consequence one way or another.
You have to think, man.
And two, that energy is coming right back to you. It may not come in the same way that you delivered it to somebody else, but trust and believe, it's going to come right back to you. If you decide and commit to a life of being a bully and negative and mean, and you always got something to say about somebody negative on social media, it will come back to you in one way or another.
I feel like my discernment is way better now than it used to be. I don't really have it to that extent, but knowing, like, whatever that little thing, something is off, it just don't fit. Nope. I don't. I think I'd be like, well, it's fine. It might be. I don't have to know what it is. Mm-hmm. If it's just off, you just don't fit with my life, my lifestyle, whatever it is. Yeah. Mm-mm. Like, not knowing what it is can sometimes bother you, but you don't have to know what it is. If it doesn't feel right, you don't need to be around that person.
You don't need to be around that person. Because it's something.
Yeah.
Or take measures to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Make sure your location is on. Make sure people know where you are. Make sure there's an emergency contact. Make sure that, like for me, I'm damn near extreme where, like, if I'm going out of the country, wherever my local precinct is, I'm probably going to go and be like, here's my information. Mm-hmm, here's my mother's. If something happened to me, call these people or something. Like, you need to take as many precautions as you possible, can. Yeah. If you going on a trip with some bitches that you don't know, get your own room.
But even I do that. I have your location.
Yeah.
Like, even
I don't
with
have yours though. You so wanna, you need to fix that.
Yeah, let me send it right now. I don't be nowhere but with you. Location. But my homegirl, like, if she going out with a dude or something, Pharaoh do that all the time. She going out to with a dude or going on a date, she'll send her location. Like, she'll share her location with me.
And that's so smart.
So smart.
She's like, girl, everybody needs to do that.
I'm going out with this dude. This is my location. Boop. Let me share my location with you. Never did this before. It's so exciting. How do you do it?
Oh. Braylon is the most non-tech millennial.
I just updated my phone and I freaking hate it.
She didn't know that you could voice memo and still do other stuff on your phone.
Share my location indefinitely.
And there you are.
You can have it.
But yeah, just make sure someone has your location. Make sure somebody, and too, it's like if my children, when they get older, or my goddaughter, when she gets older and she's going on a trip, I need everybody's phone number. Everybody. And they mamas.
Who are you going with?
And I need people? to have a meeting because I need y'all to know if something.
It's not funny, but I'm just thinking, like,
if a hair is out of place.
I'm thinking if like Eli is like 26 and you having a meeting, like.
It makes me more concerned for like my goddaughter more than my sons, because I feel like my son, I can raise them to protect themselves in a certain way where
a woman,
I can help guide my goddaughter. Obviously, her mom is gonna raise her to protect herself too, but it's like, it's, I don't know. For me, I'm like, I'm going to talk to
like
the
what's
parent.
Going on. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you're not going to do something to my child, or your child is not yeah. going to do something to my child.
Yeah.
And there not be some sort of
conversation,
consequence
yeah.
to that. Like yep. we absolutely not.
Yep.
Like my son was bullied in his Taekwondo class. And when I say everybody in the family was ready to pull up and have a conversation
I
with
the hate it. I still ask Eli, how's Taekwondo? Like, how was school today?
Seriously.
What is going on over there? I hate that.
And it's like, but it starts in the home.
Yeah.
It starts with how parents are raising their children.
In the home.
It starts in the home. Why is your child so comfortable picking on other people? Yeah. Are they being picked on?
Are they being bullied at the house? Are they scared? Are they
you pick on other people?
Yeah.
And they feel like that's how you're supposed to be.
They feel like that's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all watch the company you keep.
Please.
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 Please. And the older you get, the older I get, you realize you only need a few.
Baby, I was about to say.
You only need a few. I only need one. You be lucky and blessed if you have a few. I have a few. That's a blessing. But you
don't
know,
need everybody.
That's it. A few friends. You don't have to be friends with everybody. Build your own community and have those people that you really, really trust. And
and vacationing? You don't need a vacation with everybody.
Yeah.
Going out of the country?
But you can't do that anyway. Like, go traveling with women. I want to ride the horses. Well, I want to do the jet skis. Well, girl, I already said I don't like animals before we got on this
trip.
So
seeing the monkeys is not an option, it's babe. Feeding the giraffes is not what I came
to do. On my birthday trip, we went to see monkeys, and I sat outside.
I wasn't on that trip.
Like, what the hell? I'm not going to. I don't care about animals.
To go and get attacked by them?
Damn. Everybody, every single person walked out like,
the,
my
God,
the monkey
attacking.
Took my phone. Got a little evidence in there.
Oh, really?
That right other side.
The whole time?
I guess. I don't know if it moved. I'm just now seeing it.
Got it?
Yeah.
Not going to say what that is, but.
Might be a little Parmesan, a little garlic on a french fry.
From Wendy's? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not. Never know. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, when you travel with people and people that just mature little stuff, like, you got to watch people like that. Mm-hmm. You got to watch. You want to go to London. But you nitpicking every other, who had the water? You don't need to be in London. You just need to go to Miami.
If you can't split the check.
I'm not doing that.
Well, there's certain checks I can split, and there's certain, sometimes BB going a little too far. And I'm like, I can't split that check.
No, I'm not even, like, nitpicking.
No, for sure.
Like, we gonna Uber. We're here for 3 days. Mm-hmm. You get the Uber this time. Yeah. I'll get the Uber next time. Mm-hmm. I'll get every little
just
dime.
Just making it flow.
It's a trip, y'all.
It's a flow.
Like, you know, so that's it's ways to travel with people.
I love our small group.
You got to keep it small.
Got
to
keep it small.
You got to know how to travel with people, y'all. Like, yeah. Everybody you cannot go out of town with.
And you really don't know people. I'm going to tell you this. You really don't
until
know people
you travel
until you
with
travel
them.
With them. I'm big on that. You know
Megan
me.
Was so big on that before we hired Ashley.
I said, we got
to travel. She's like, we got to take her to Vegas. We got to see.
I got
to
see.
She's travelable.
And when I say with flying colors.
It was great. It was easy peasy.
She was in that. She was in,
she
that,
was in that thing. It was lit. Mm-hmm. That was our first trip, and mm-hmm. It was great. You see where we are 6 months later.
And you know what I love, though? I love, like, when we were in New York, everybody, we all know each other. So when we were, it's like me and Shekinah going to hit the streets and shop. Y'all, you and Ashley going to go
take
to the
a
room
nap.
And take a nap.
We I all gonna love eat. A
like,
nap.
I love that we just, and we, it ain't nobody feel no type of way.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're going to go shop. Yeah. And me and Shekinah was on them New York streets for
Jesus.
Hours.
Me and Ashley were like, thank God we didn't go. We thought it was going to be quick. We're like, they're still out.
We were out.
We rolled
for
over
hours.
And took a nap. Yeah, we
for
were
hours.
Sleep.
It
we
was,
were
man,
sleep.
It was great.
So
having
yeah.
a good group.
Great. Oh, it's going in.
B's okay. Getting her IV almost
yeah, this
out.
Is my last so. Vitamin. What's that?
Glutathione.
Oh, glutathione.
Ooh, I love a glutathione.
Immune support, glowing skin. Y'all been saying I've been glowing lately on these episodes. I ain't been wearing makeup the past couple months on these episodes. I'm trying to get this right.
Your skin looks great.
Thank you. You be knowing. You be like, stop picking your skin. Megan, well, I'll be like, damn, I picked it 2 days ago.
And sometimes she gets an attitude with me if I tell her to stop. She'll be like, I have to get it out. So, I mean, I'm not doing anything. I'm like.
No. She'll be like, get off your skin. I'll be like, well, I'm in the mirror. Let me pick.
Let me pick. She's like, I have two more.
Get off my back.
So yeah. Hold you accountable or not? What do you want me to do?
Not about my skin.
Okay.
I got it.
So you have scars on your
Thank
face.
Thank you guys so much. It's the glutathione. You like your leggings?
What?
Love.
They haven't moved an inch.
An inch.
I got up. I didn't have to. When I got, you know how you sit down with leggings and then you get up and you have to like
do this and do that.
Just, I haven't had to do anything.
The Nike Go leggings, y'all. They're fire. We both have them on.
And then I discovered like three more pockets.
Did you?
Well, yeah. They're just,
it's six pockets total.
They're everywhere. They're, wait.
It's the drawstring for me.
I'm really trying to, oh. Here's another pocket. It's in here, in the back. There's literally a pocket in the back.
And I like the seam, how the seam
is in the front.
Yeah, I do
and
like
the
that.
Back.
And the back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The seamless leggings, I don't really like that much.
And I enjoy a zipper in a pocket.
So you can put all your stuff in there.
And it not fall out.
Yep. Like, when you're working out.
This is very...
The compression. Because y'all know, I don't have no hips. I am very SpongeBob SquarePants. So these Nike leggings, y'all, they give me shape because the compression is so tight around the midsection. It gives me a little...
Hourglass shape.
Hourglass shape. You have that naturally.
Thanks.
So it just accentuates yours.
Not only does it not roll, though, at the top, but it also doesn't roll at the bottom.
Oh, the knee part?
Like the knee part. Yeah. Like it literally just stays put. Stays put. And the fabric, soft.
Soft, thick, stretchy, tight. I have on a medium.
I have on a...
XS.
Extra small. Yeah.
I got to start working out when we travel because I could have worked out in these. Like, you could work out in these, but
I could do anything in these. You could do anything in these.
That's what I'm about to say. Since we're not working out today, I'm wearing these to the studio.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
A little errands. I can wear them out.
You going to wear them out?
I could.
I mean, you could.
If I put on a boot.
Ooh. Come on, boot.
Do a knee high with a crop top.
These Go leggings. Go.
Go. These Nike Go leggings. They go. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy you got them.
For matching me, because you don't like matching.
Do they have other colors? I need some.
I know. But we love black.
What?
Y'all that are just listening, we have on the black ones. And they fit so good.
And it's hot right here, this fireplace, and you don't see any sweat marks. Now, I haven't done a full workout, so I don't know. But
no, seriously.
This material
is you're not going to be able to see
it. You're not going to be able to see.
When you sweat through your fabric, that's the worst.
Oof.
Yeah, I love these.
Yeah.
Thanks for wearing them with me.
They go.
Okay, you guys, before we continue with this episode, have you ever been on a hunt for a new doctor and you literally asked everyone for their recommendation? Listen, when I moved to Georgia with the kids, I needed to find a new doctor for them. I would ask everyone, so I totally know what this feels like. You ask everybody who you know for a doctor that listens to you, that knows your needs, that makes you feel comfortable. And after weeks of searching and asking everyone around town, you finally found the one. It's close to the kids' school. It's close to your house. It's amazing. All the boxes are checked. So then you call the office, you make an appointment, and they actually have an available appointment. Everything is working out just right. But then the receptionist tells you that the perfect doctor that you have searched all over for does not take your insurance. I'm telling you right now, wipe the tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book a doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every and any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments. You can find the doctor you want and book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Go to ZocDoc.com/totality and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/totality. ZocDoc.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. These days, a lot of people are learning about all the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance and gut health, but worry about the whole not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolon was created. Introducing Prolon, a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. You guys, listen, if I was going to start a nutrition program, Prolon is exactly what I'd use. It's convenient, backed by Nobel-winning science, and it works. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering in totality with Megan Ashley listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/totality. That's Prolon life.com/totality for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/totality. All right, guys, now back to the show.
But yeah, these leggings are bomb. So we are talking about mental health.
Well, we're talking about health and wellness.
All things health.
Yeah, all health. Jesus, all things health and wellness.
This is part two, obviously, you guys. Last week we started off. But we asked our supporters, KFS family on Instagram, some questions. What was the question? Ask us anything about mental and physical health. So we have a few that we're going to answer live on this episode. You want me to send it to you, Meg?
Yeah.
Let me send a little screenshotty. We have a few good ones. And you guys, we ask a lot of questions on Patreon. So make sure you go to our Patreon, Know For Sure. Is it Know For Sure Pod, Ash? What is our Patreon? Know For Sure Pod? Yeah, go to our Patreon, subscribe if you're not already subscribed, and get in there for all the extra juicy content and more interaction with us. We're doing blog posts now. Megan's blog post last week, your blog post was so good. You're such a good writer. Mine is goofy. Hers is like 4 paragraphs, so deep and so beautiful.
Read it before I send it to Ash, and she was like, Baby J. Uh-huh. And she was like, it's so long. I don't think you need to give them this much. And I'm like,
no, that's what a blog is, though.
Yeah, I was like, I have to.
Blogs are long, though. Yeah. It's like, it was so good.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
So
my blog was like 1 paragraph talking about 3 dudes I'm talking to. Not even talking to, but 3 dudes from my past.
Jesus. You had 2 of them dapping it up, taking a flick. I was together. Like, damn.
They didn't even know. That's how they do us, ladies.
No, so kidding. Do them like do, that. Nah, that's toxic.
They're both old, not old news, but we're just friends. They didn't know.
Okay, let's get to the first question.
Okay.
What activities or practices can we do to help with our mental health when there's no access? And I can't read the rest of that, but no access to...
No, it cut off.
Click it?
I did.
Oh. So what activity and practices can you guys do to help with your mental health?
Maybe they're going to say when there's no access to therapy or like resources.
And we've talked about this a few times, whether it's journaling or going outside, taking your socks off. I'm really big on that. Like
grounding, y'all. Grounding Google is that. It's cool. Thing. It's a big deal.
And it helps.
It's like
it
a real really thing. Does. I need to start doing that. Like just walking on the real ground.
And if you find like really nice grass.
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah.
It's just
grounding is a real thing. Google it and look it up and look into it.
Grounding. Like even like hugging a tree. I know that sounds like hella crazy.
No, for real.
But or just sitting next to a tree, put your head
leaning
back
on
and
it.
Just
taking
a moment for you.
Connecting with
and
nature.
You don't even have to do anything. Just say, I just want to be still. Mm-hmm. Like being still is not talked about enough. Like just the practice of just being still.
And the stuff is out there. I told that to my sister the other day. I'm like, we Google everything. Like Googling Beyonce's birthday or whatever. Mm-hmm. Google some how to figure out my mental health. Like start Googling and researching. We live in a world where the internet can be so negative, but it can be positive too. The information is there. I always say this, seek and you will find. Y'all know that's in the word. Like start seeking this stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't wait for anybody to come save you and to come take your mental health serious if you're not. Like everything is there. My sister be asking me so many questions. I be like, did you Google it? Like literally.
That's all I'm about to do is Google
it. That's all I'm about to do.
Google
it.
Or research it.
Research, yeah. Find but I'm the answer. Just take the first step. Like, you know, affordable therapy in my community. Mm-hmm. There, it's out there, y'all. There resources, are resources yeah. out there in your environment too. So start looking up stuff, because I'd be on Googling stuff.
And you know what? Like, we could do a better job too, because that's something that we obviously are already researching and into. When we find stuff, sharing
our resources. And you too. That's
like
good.
Everyone yeah. share your resources. Yeah. If you find something that has worked for you, yeah. it takes nothing yeah. to repost that on yeah. your story. It, you know what I'm
and
saying?
Share it and with
share
people.
It and say, hey, like, it may not work for you, but it worked for me, and I just want to yep. give you this information. Like, there's nothing wrong with doing
it. And
that.
This is going to sound like an ad, and it's really not, but that is why Patreon has become so special to us, because mm-hmm. we are building a community yeah. there of like-minded people that are yearning and searching for the same mm-hmm. thing. So even if you don't have access to Megan, you don't have access to B. Simone, you have access to 2,000 people
that
think the same as you, and talk to each other, y'all. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not on Patreon, talk to people in the comments. Go through the comments and see people that have the same mindset as you, that are being positive. Mm-hmm. Build community with people that are on our platform, because if they're on our platform, supporting our platform in these communities, they have the same mindset.
Yeah.
We're not
yeah.
saying everybody is perfect, but we're all on the same journey at least. Yeah. So, you know, we're really trying to build that on our Patreon. Use each other as resources, mm-hmm. you know, use this community as resources and talk to each other.
Yeah. And I think it's also important too, like, there are other sides to social media, guys. It's not just what you see. Like, there's a whole other side of social media that's dedicated to cats. There's a whole yep. side of social media dedicated to dogs. And
yep.
explore other sides. Like, you
find therapists, yeah. find Black therapists to follow, find yeah. mental health pages to follow.
Or anything that's just positive. Maybe stop following blogs. That way that shit isn't popping up on your phone, and which causes you to be triggered yep. and traumatized all over again. Like, don't post or don't follow pages that only post people fighting in the streets. Like,
yeah.
don't
yeah.
post pages yeah. that are promoting something that could negatively, or that has like a negative tone to
yeah.
it. So
yeah.
don't follow those pages. Yeah. Like, and if you don't follow them, then yep. you don't follow them, and yep. you don't see them, and then it's not affecting your mental health. Give yourself a limit on how much social media you ingest
yep.
a day.
Yep. And even me, like, I follow The Shade Room. One of the main reasons is because I'm on there every other week and I want to see what's going on in my environment, but they're muted. I have to type in their name to go to their page. Mm-hmm. So yes, I am typing in their name and going to check, but I'm intentional about it. I know, like, okay, I have to do that. So I mute them so I don't just have it popping up on my timeline randomly the first thing I see in the morning,
and
there were
certain celebrities that, like, I've recently just stopped following.
Yeah,
just because it's like,
you've grown out of that.
I've grown out of it, yeah. and it's like, you're not giving me anything that makes me feel like I need to follow you. Like,
substance.
There's no substance. Like, I love your outfits, but, like, do I need to see that
yep.
on my timeline
yep.
every single day?
Yep. Same.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I, for me personally, I only want to follow people or consume things that are going to impact me in a positive way or cause me to grow, evolve, and heal. Like, if it's not aligned with that, then yeah. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a really, really, really good question. You want to read the next one, or you want me to just read them?
I mean, I read the first one. You can.
Oh, my bad. Like, you know that. How do I get self-control? That's a Ooh, good one.
Jesus, discipline.
That's something I've been working on for years, still working on.
All of us.
Self-control. Jesus.
It's a fruit of the spirit.
It's a fruit of the spirit.
So I feel like the only way that you can get it has to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley said it's a fruit of the spirit. The only way you can get it, got to be connected to God. Yeah. Self-control. I would say for me, start with something little, you guys. One of the biggest things I noticed on my, like, weight loss journey is I tried to change everything at once, and then I got frustrated, and I was like, I'm about to binge eat.
Fuck it. For sure.
I'm about to get mad, and I'm about to not go to the gym. I'm about to eat what I want to eat, and I'm going to just be fat, because what's the point? We're all going to die. You start getting, it doesn't matter. If I'm going to die from a heart attack, I'm going to die from
YOLO.
It's like,
maybe
YOLO.
You only live your life once, but no, that ain't true.
No.
That can't be true.
It can't be.
That's a whole
There's something
other thing.
After this?
There has. What?
It's gonna have to be something better than this.
It has to be.
But yeah, so yeah, you go down this rabbit hole trying to change everything at once. For me, self-control was starting with something small. Disciplining yourself with something small. Whether it's waking up, making your bed. Just make your bed. Just make your bed. Even if it's a battle. I battle with that, with my phone. Just put your phone down. No, you can scroll for 5 more minutes. Put your phone down. Keep do the battle.
That's
go
what
through
I was
it.
Gonna say. It's a mind it. Thing. And so for me, I look for ways to make my flesh uncomfortable. I feel like that helps me have self-control. Like looking for ways to step outside of my comfort zone in the sense of like, you know how I am about grocery stores. Like if a cart
is out of place out or of just place, randomly in the parking lot,
I will sit there and put every cart.
Yep.
Back where it needs to go. Yep. There's just some, because it's something that helps my community. That's my local grocery store, right? It helps it look nice. It helps, it just puts things back to where it needs to be. I feel like it's a respect thing for the people who work there. Like their job is to get the carts from the rack, not your parking spot.
Not where your car was, right? Right.
Do you know how inconsiderate that is for you to leave your cart 6 spaces away from the rack where the carts are supposed to go just because
you just don't feel like it. Yeah.
No, like to me, or like trash on the ground. You know how I am about that. I don't particularly have fun doing that, but it's something to make me aware and to keep me accountable and to keep my flesh in check. Like, no, pick that up.
Discipline. You're disciplining yourself to like,
so do it in small ways. Like she said, you don't have to do it like,
on a major scale. I'm going to lose 30 pounds this month. Maybe you will. Maybe you'll lose 3 pounds.
Start small. Drink water. Start with cutting out everything, all drinks but water.
Yeah.
Try that.
Yeah.
Then start cutting out carbs.
Yeah.
Then try to cut out
something.
You know what I'm saying? But start with one thing, be disciplined over that, and then allow that discipline to train your muscle, right? And be disciplined in other areas. That's super important.
And you have to know yourself. Like you said, start cutting out everything but water. And sometimes your best might be, I drink 6 sodas a day. Drink one. You can have your soda. Drink 2. That's better than 6.
5 is better than 6.
Maybe you're not cutting it all out. Yeah. Maybe you're just cutting it. Whatever is best for you. But start with something small for you. You know you're doing the work.
Yeah. Even with like work stuff, like for me, I have to make a list of what I got to do today.
Yeah.
And then checking off that list and being
Physically checking it off
and being held accountable to a list.
Did I do it?
That's being disciplined. Like, okay, here's all the things that you need
to get done.
Did
this
you
done
do
before
it?
Tonight.
And then
at
the end of the day, and then going back to what we said before, like if I don't do something, making myself have some sort of consequence for not doing it.
And when you do it, you feel good.
You do.
It makes you want to be productive again. When you finish what you said you were going to do, it's like, I did that. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Let's do it again. And then once you do that, everybody wants to be a millionaire, but you can't be disciplined to do
nothing.
Not drink 6 sodas a day. But you want to be a millionaire? Do you know it takes discipline to do that?
You know what you're going to do with that million? Buy soda. No, you don't need to be a millionaire. You're going to sit in front of the TV, play video games, and buy soda.
Like I said with your car, like be good about making sure that your oil changes on time and your car's clean, even if it's a hoopty.
Yeah. Yeah. Take care of what you have, y'all.
Because you're not gonna get better at that. You're not
going to
get a Mercedes and all of a sudden your habits change.
Yeah.
Your habits are your habits. So just because you get something better, just like in a relationship, be disciplined in the relationships that you're in, whether it's a platonic relationship or a romantic relationship. If you're looking for a romantic relationship, be disciplined in your platonic relationships.
That's good. Because
you're not going to get into a romantic relationship all of a sudden.
I know how to treat people.
I know how to talk to people right.
Wow. I know how to love somebody.
Yeah. Be disciplined over yourself. Be disciplined over, like, be faithful over little, and I'll make you ruler over much.
Yeah.
Be faithful over the little things. Be disciplined even in the little things. things, and it trains. It's like a muscle memory. It trains you to be disciplined even when the blessings come, right? Then you can really step into that and
building your character.
It. Yeah, and not destroy it.
Yeah. You and not know what to do with it.
Think about how many times people get into like, or really find the one, but because they didn't work on self-discipline while they were single, or why they had those friendships and other relationships, now they get this perfect person and they fuck it up.
Don't know what to do with it. Yeah, that's good.
You know what
build
I mean?
Your like, build your character.
Start little. And the thing that you want isn't just going to drop in your lap and you just all of a sudden all
know how to treat it. Yeah, yeah.
It might drop in your lap, but the discipline ain't going to drop in your lap. Yeah. That's something that has to be trained.
Yeah.
That's something that has to be practiced
every
day.
Yeah.
And it's an everyday thing.
Start with something small, y'all.
Yeah. And give yourself like a list. Like this week I'm going to be... This week, I'm not doing this. Next week, I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. And just keep putting yourself in the
If you backslide.
That's okay. Give yourself grace.
Yes, it's okay. Because I'm a backslider.
Ooh, Jesus, I'm a backslider. What? I am the backslider.
I am like, I need something sweet.
I am Captain Backslide. What? I'll be backsliding on them hoes. You hear me?
Something sweet. Please. I know I said no dairy. I want ice cream
me,
with it.
Baby. Ginger ale me.
Lord.
Ooh, tequila and ginger ale.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of answered this one already.
What?
About the boys. How do you help your boys deal with their mental health?
Yeah, I talked to my children. We talked about it in part one a lot.
Yeah.
I really talked to my children.
Check back to part one, y'all. We talked about that, how she is very intentional with asking her children how they feel. This is a good one. Do you believe depression actually ever goes away?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Look up the definition of depression.
Okay, let's look at it.
Before I answer that in the way that I want to answer it.
The definition, so we're going to answer by definition.
What the hell did I just see?
The definition of depression. Definition of depression. Jesus.
What?
So many came up.
What is
elevating other a group of it was like clinical depression, persistent depressive, depressive disorder, bipolar depression. Da, da, da. What is the depression? Depression is a mood.
I'm
what?
Sorry, but Stephen Furtick had a word about this on Sunday
about depression,
y'all. Go ahead and read the definition. It was something. It was something about that
depression.
He used it as an example, but
oh wow, you got to share it. Depression is a mood disorder that causes a persistent feeling of sadness and loss of interest. It affects how you feel, you think, you behave, and can lead to a variety of emotional and physical problems.
Okay. So let me say this. I feel like...
A persistent feeling.
So the first word that stuck out to me is feeling. Because feelings aren't facts, and feelings change. Mm-hmm. So for me, if I'm basing it off of that, mm-hmm. then no, depression is not forever.
Yeah.
Now, could you be challenged with depression forever? Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you have to be depressed? No. And the reason why I say that's a good way to look at it. You can make a decision. If somebody can make a decision that they are a vampire and they do everything mm-hmm. that is in the practice of a vampire, mm-hmm. right? Or whatever they mm-hmm. think that is, mm-hmm. then they have chosen to believe that. Mm-hmm. So anything
that's
outside
their
of
truth.
That, that's
their right. truth.
That's for them, right,
right? Right,
so my thing is that you can make a decision to do things that combat that depressed feeling. Mm-hmm. So the depressed feeling might come, but you get to decide what you
do. How do I handle
with
it?
That depression.
Yeah.
And that's and Stephen Furtick was saying that he was like, just because depression has a name doesn't mean that that has to be what it is for you. Like, it doesn't mean that that has to mm-hmm, be something mm-hmm, that you claim mm-hmm. just because there's a name mm-hmm. for it. Yes, anxiety has a name, but you also can have authority over anxiety.
Anxiety, I can have my own experience with depression, my own experience with anxiety, and I can control that narrative with that word. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I don't have to accept it.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. For example, what about my son? My son is autistic and he has fragile X syndrome. They told us because he has these two conditions, there are all these things that he'll never do. I never accepted that.
Yeah.
My son has done tons of things
that were on that list.
They said he would never do.
Wow.
But because there was a name and there were things
associated with that name,
then they said that he had, like, that was going to be the truth for him. And it wasn't the truth for him.
Yeah.
There was some truth to it.
Yeah.
But if I know he can overcome and he has overcome
the truth
so
of this
many,
definition,
then that means that there's a possibility that all these other things that he has yet to overcome means that there's a possibility that he can't overcome them.
Yeah.
So just because they gave my son autistic as a diagnosis and fragile X as a diagnosis, does it mean that his life begins and ends with autism and fragile X syndrome?
Yeah.
Just because I have bipolar depression doesn't mean my life begins and ends with bipolar depression.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean my day begins and ends with bipolar depression.
You choose how you maneuver through it. Yeah. And what you're accepting with it. Yeah. This comes with it. How do I combat that?
And sometimes you can't control what comes. Sometimes you can't control the feeling that comes. You can't control that sadness.
Yeah.
You can't control how that affected you. Sometimes you can't control that, but you can control what you do with that.
Yeah.
And it does not have to be a fact for your life.
And it doesn't have to be permanent.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It does not.
You can control, like you said, how you act in that moment and what you do with it and not accepting this as a permanent thing.
Absolutely. And I've said this before. I allowed those things to come. Like I accept them when they come. Like
or acknowledge them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used
yeah.
To
yeah.
Be so like
yeah.
No. I'm fine. I'm fine. And it's like no, you're not fine.
You're
actually depressed. Okay. So let's deal with that. And because there's a quote that says, something is always going to come until you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's never going to go away until you deal with it.
And it'll come in different ways
and
too.
It will keep coming until you learn the lesson that you needed to learn in that. It will keep coming. And if you keep avoiding it, it's just going to keep coming. So for me, I'm like, let's go there.
Let's go ahead.
If I'm sad, boom, cool. If I'm anxious, okay, let's dig deep and figure out what this is because I need to learn whatever I need to learn from this. And then I need to tell that feeling to go away.
And learn what works for you in those moments. Like what makes you feel better when you have an anxiety? What kind of practices you can do to feel better in that moment? What makes you feel better when you're depressed, when you're feeling sad? Mm-hmm. Like this is a very minimal, like small example, but with my ex, he lived in Vegas and we stayed in this dark gray room. I'm not
she
even
hated
kidding.
It.
I hated
every
it.
Every day. She hated
every
it.
Every day. I'm like, there are no windows. I'm here by myself. He's at football practice.
It's raining.
Like, it's raining. Dark. Yeah. It's dark. I'm in this room. I do not want to stay here. Like, I damn near want to get a hotel and look. I like, what makes me happy?
Scenery.
Sunlight. leaves, like looking out the window and seeing, I knew that that room was literally making me sad. Mm-hmm. Like you have to know yourself and change your situation in that moment. Mm-hmm. So that was an example of like, yeah, you're sitting in a dark room all day. Go get some air. Go get some light.
I seen it.
Your walls are black. She almost fell. Your walls are black. Paint them white. Like, yeah. Paint them yellow.
Do something.
Yes.
Know yourself.
The feeling might come in January. Then it might go away. Then it might come in March. Then it might go away. Then it might come in July. Then it might go away for a year and come back in next December. Mm-hmm. But what you do in that moment, like you said, is...
What you do in that moment is everything.
To control that narrative.
It's what you do. It's always that. It's always what you do with it.
Yeah.
Because you can't control everything outside of you.
Life is going to happen, y'all. Problems are a part of life. It's never going to end. Problems are a part of life. How you maneuver through them and how you grow your resilience and, like you said, the tools you pick up along the way to maneuver through the problems in that moment, it helps you handle the problems better. Mm-hmm. The problems aren't going away. It still hurts. You still get frustrated. You still get angry. You still get sad. But you handle them better. So maybe your problem was a 4-week problem. Now it's a... one day thing, because I know how to get out of this quicker.
That's like another reason why I'm like, you know, the Bible has a lot of crazy shit in it, but like one fact that it does say, like, it ain't never trying to paint being like knowing God or believing in God or Christian or being is perfect. Because it's like, guess what? You're going to believe in me and there's still going to be very hard times.
Yep.
You can guarantee that shit is going to get rough.
Yep.
And so, but what you choose to do with that is everything. And that's why we're so big about your mind, bro. Your mind has so much power.
It's so powerful. It's
your
so
mind is
powerful.
Oh my God,
it's
bro.
So
you can
powerful.
Do anything with this
anything.
Thing. Anything.
Anything. Good or bad.
Anything.
Good or bad.
The
it's
possibilities
so powerful.
Are so limitless when it comes to what is possible in the mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why feeding it is so important.
I was just getting ready to say that. I'm like, y'all, I'm telling you, like, hard times, the enemy cannot physically do shit to you. He cannot do anything to you, but he can fuck with you up here, and that will change your
everything.
Entire life.
Everything.
If you allow this to not be connected to a better source, a higher source, for me is Jesus, for me is my Christianity, for me is my faith, for me is God. If you don't have that something to connect this to, you will, I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
When I say I understand how people lose their fucking
literally
mind.
Lose your mind. That's a real thing. Stop.
Because you don't understand. I literally saw myself like going insane. Like literally, like I felt uncontrollable on the inside.
And it starts with your mind.
And it was all here. Paranoid.
Yeah.
Stressed out, scared, like sad, anxious, worried. I mean, like
your mind, y'all. Feed it the
right
things.
We'll walk into a room and be like, "They're plotting." Da-da-da. Like
that's
paranoid,
crazy.
All because of my mind.
Your mind.
Like, that's not okay.
Your mind.
You have to be and guard your mind. That's why I said stop looking at certain shit on the internet. Stop feeding yourself certain things because that is.
Just choose better stuff to feed it. Like, that's a choice. The choices you make. A lot of things we go through are because of the choices we're making. A lot of the
that's
things.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? You have free will. Start making better choices.
It's like nobody's making you.
Nobody's making you
do
watch
that.
These fights on WorldStar.
Nobody's
every day.
Making you do that.
Yeah, you have anxiety. You watch the news all day.
And
of
nobody
course.
Is making you do that.
Yeah. Of course you're nervous.
You follow conspiracy pages.
Like,
of course you don't trust nobody.
Right, right. Make better choices.
Make better choices.
That was a good one. Lord, these are kind of the same. What are y'all favorite? Oh, this is good. What are some of y'all's favorite self-care remedies? Nah, I know B likes nails. Don't do me. I hate the nail salon now, actually.
It is a pain in my existence.
What I finally found.
You said that last time and then they fucked up and you were like, I'm done. So we'll see. When you're on 3 months with the same person, then I'll believe you.
This place though, I was like, I didn't tell him one thing. It wasn't like, can I see the nail file?
Last time. Not last time, but when you found the place last time.
What place?
When you first went short and they were like cute and little, you were like, I love the way you did my nails.
He was good. But yeah, self-care. What do I like? I like massages.
What? That's our thing, baby.
Oh, my.
Massage me.
Massages.
Ooh, rub me down.
Massages.
When I say rub me down, I mean.
And y'all, self-care can get expensive. So what you can do, though, is find like a little spa.
Go to the mall. Sit in the massage chairs. That's what I do. I like those things.
Like, give me a little 15. But that makes me mad, though, because I like two-hour massages. And they be like, okay, that five fucking minute massage.
Jade you.
Keep rubbing.
Jade you, they are going to massage you and then beat you at the end.
It's like, what is it? King Spa or whatever those spas are where you like walk in, you pay $30 and you go to all the saunas and you can get the V-steam and yeah.
They beat your ass at the end of those.
Beat. They be like.
She be on top of us, smacking us.
When you hear this, you be like, I'm up, bitch, damn. You did not have to wake me up like that.
Why are you on top of me?
Have you ever been to an Asian place where they get...
And they are stepping. They A-town put the, stomping
ma'am,
on
if you
ass.
Put your feet on my back, it's like...
Crime mob in his hoe on my back.
Crip walking.
What? It's insane. No, I'm like, first
them
of
little
all,
Asian ladies be on your
with
back.
With your little feet.
Yep.
Ooh. I'm like, them little feet got power. You got a little eye boogie?
Yeah.
Well, don't wipe it on the
no,
leggings.
No, I burnt my... Oh. There's something. I don't know if it's hot sauce or sriracha.
Or barbecue.
Or barbecue.
Or garlic. Buffalo ranch.
Or Parmesan. But I just rubbed my eye and I was like,
ooh, that is the worst.
Hot sauce, a lemon.
Or alcohol.
Have you ever squeezed a lemon?
Y'all, one day Shekinah was at my house. I think it was for Baby Jay and Caleb's birthday. We were cooking.
Which was the best event of the year.
Oh, it was so cool.
It was so good. Did we ever talk about that?
We didn't, but it was so
It
cool.
was so good.
But kind of came over and was helping me. You know, that's my event coordinator partner in crime. But she was literally chopping up onions with my son's swim goggles on. I wish I took a picture
Shekinah.
Of her.
My eyes were burning.
When I say she had them goggles on.
She had
on,
goggles on in the kitchen?
Chopping up
I'm
onions.
Like, give them to me. I'll do it. You didn't have to do that.
And nobody offered
got
to chop
a damn
the onions
scuba
for
diving.
Her. My dad offered.
Everybody
dad
walking
offered
right by.
To give her the goggles. My dad was like, put these on. He didn't offer to chop
Where'd
them
he get
up.
The goggles from?
They were in the drawer.
Jesus.
Eli, yeah.
Oh, when he chopped his onions. Oh, okay. So it's like a got it.
I didn't know Eli used them. He uses them?
When he chops onions?
Oh, wow.
So Eli's smart.
Eli is a genius.
He's like, yeah. A little scuba. They got on flippers. And it's like, all right, you have to put on the whole scuba diving suit to cut the onions. Like, we get it.
We get it.
They burn your eyes.
Okay.
I miss him. I got to text Jonah. Jonah. Bruh.
Mm-mm. Jonah texts her at 10 p.m. talking about Uber eats me some hot
McDonald's
fries.
All I said
and
was,
she
hey,
did it, but she was asleep.
I would have did it if I didn't think his mother was going to beat my ass because she cooks dinner 7 days a week.
I don't cook dinner seven days a week.
But I'm saying.
And I damn sure don't let my kids eat McDonald's. I am adamant about that.
I'm like, no.
Have you ever
I'm
seen
not,
What the Health?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's not. One of the things that made me stop eating certain things. But yeah. I was like, I'm not about to get beat by your mama. You better go in that pantry. She gonna be like, you can eat what's in that pot
what?
That's been roasting all night.
All night.
Okay, we'll do one more, you guys. Huh?
You said we got 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. So.
We'll do one more. Or you just want to go?
No, we can do one more.
Okay.
I know that bit.
It went out.
Yeah, I had it on a timer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lot of questions in there.
Yeah, there are a lot of the same ones. Let's see. We'll do one more question. We just answered that. Oh, well,
slow down.
I'm sorry, forever lyric. Give me a second, sweetie. How do you bring yourself out of isolation after being isolated from a mental breakdown? That's kind of a good one. I'm going to say take your time, and I get it. And hopefully you have people around you that understand what you were going through during that time. And if they don't, try to explain as much as you can. But I definitely get that. Like a zombie. Yeah.
But how to get yourself out of isolation.
Like what get I back will, into.
I've said this before. I think you need to find, if you can even find at least one person that you can be 100% honest with. And when you feel yourself going into isolation, let someone know. Like, I remember when I was really going through a rough time in 2021, my two close friends that don't live in Atlanta, I just, like, stopped answering their phone calls, stopped answering their texts, wasn't responding mm-hmm. back to them. And, you know, they were very gracious and very understanding without me having to even say anything. But then there was a point where I said this to my grandmother because mm-hmm. she was reaching out too mm-hmm. and I wasn't like responding or anything. I literally sent them all a text one night and I was like, I'm so sorry. This is where I'm at and I don't know when I'm going to be out of it. Yep. But I'm just like, it's not you.
Yep.
Just pray for me. Just, you yep. know, keep sending me encouraging yep. stuff, but like, this is just where I'm at. And that way it's easier to get out of that because you don't feel so embarrassed that you
didn't say anything for so long.
Yeah. And then you don't have to like, it sucks. Like when you're finally in a better place, but now you have to go back and say, sorry,
this is what happened.
This is what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
if they love you, they'll understand.
Regardless.
Don't be scared to talk to people. Like, and you're, so I'm so proud of you for that. Like, you're so much more vocal now. You know,
remember that day in the car when we were on the way to the airport and you were like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm not.
No, I didn't even ask you yet. I think you said it without me asking you.
No, you asked me.
Oh, I did? Okay.
Because you got in the car and I was already on the phone
got you.
You were like, you know, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm not. And I'm irritated.
Yep. And she was like, and don't take nothing personal today. It's not you. Don't take it. But even that, I'm like, I get it. Like, but even that was just like, first of all, that's a big step for you.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you usually like, yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you're not okay.
So then my yes, if you know the answer, then I'll ask me.
Just, I'm letting you know I'm aware and it's fine. But yeah, I thought that was a big step for you and just letting the person know.
Well, both of us, like you made that big step too in the moment, saying what you don't like and saying what makes you uncomfortable, like
yeah.
in the moment and
yeah.
not waiting. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, I just think that
communication,
helps. Yeah,
communication will help you through that isolation. Like,
getting out of that.
Getting out
sure.
of that. Yeah. Communicating
and
with
getting
people.
Getting into it.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. The people that around you that you trust. And if I know some people out there, I know, like, I don't have nobody around me. I don't trust nobody. Okay. Start with God.
Yep.
Seriously.
Even like when I was
start on your
a,
spiritual relationship then.
I was having a really rough day, like maybe two or three weeks ago. And I called Shekinah and I was just like, what did I say, kind of? I called you and said, I don't know if you were like, what's going on? I was just like, I said something, but it's not something I would normally do. Like, I don't call y'all if
yeah.
I'm having a bad day. Like, I don't
yeah.
call somebody on that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I usually call my mom and vent to her, but like, I reached out to kind of, and then when I told
yeah.
you I wasn't having a good day or whatever, just
yeah.
like being more, you know what I mean? Just being more. Being okay with it and being okay to allow the people in my
to
life,
be there
my
for
village,
you.
To be there for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, because we're here. Use us
yeah.
at your disposal. Like,
yeah.
we're here.
I don't want to dispose of you.
You know, but that's not what, whatever.
You got to be careful about what you say.
See, look at her.
Dispose?
The wheel. She's on the outside of the wheel. I'm on the inside. Use us when you need us. Dispose.
I hate that I'm like that. My mom made me like that. Like, my mom growing up, she wouldn't let me say pride. Like, I'm so, or proud. She would like, when people say, I'm so proud of you. Well, pride is.
Jesus.
Pride comes before the fall. You don't need to be prideful of anything. I'm
you
like,
bet.
Mom. She would say, please. I'm pleased with that. Like, I'm pleased.
That's
I'm
good.
Like,
but
mommy,
I mean, if power's in the tongue, power's
I know,
in
but
the
that's
tongue.
That's what I'm saying, but that's
I get
where
it.
I get it from.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Fucking
Yvette.
Annoying. It's annoying. I annoy myself.
It's okay. It's okay.
Because you don't have to do that for every fucking thing.
But then it's like, maybe
but
I need
words
to
mean
learn
a lot
my
to
words.
Me. Words mean a lot to me. So just, if you say something, just.
She's going to not take it with a grain of salt.
At all.
She's
going to
take it with.
What?
That is what you said.
But if you know me, then and you love me, then you give me
But it's
me
like
grace.
If you don't know how to talk.
You know, but bitch, I don't know
me,
another word
get,
for that. Disposal. Use me at your disposal. Use me at
give
your
Give me
wish.
A second to grow in my alphabet. All I know is mad and sad. And I don't feel good. So you pick the word. What do you think I am? Yeah.
For sure.
I'm embarrassed.
Well, you help me.
She kind of does that all the time. Like, if she's, like, needing to, like, talk to someone or express her feelings, mm-hmm. she'd be like, sis, can you tell me what I'm feeling? Tell me how I
feel.
That's
good.
She'll literally, like, write out what she wants to say and then be like, can you tell me what I'm trying to say?
Wow. That's your gift, though. It ain't just like, oh, I know how to talk.
But it's also a curse, because in relationships, that's very hard to navigate through that. If I'm such a word person and you're not.
Well, I feel like a lot of people aren't. That's a gift, though. And
a gift and a curse.
Because you don't know how to use your words. It's like, that's a problem.
Is it? If not a lot of people know how to use their words.
I mean, yeah, because you're not articulating how you really feel and what you truly mean. Because we just don't know how. Mm-hmm. Or not even know how to find the words. Like, I don't know what I'm feeling. I'm just, oof. I don't feel good. I know inside the wheel.
I know outside the wheel.
Wow. Yeah.
I live outside the wheel. Yeah. Well, most people live inside the wheel.
Have that wheel pop up again for the people.
I'm on the outside of that damn wheel.
Wow.
All the damn time.
Yeah.
Think about all the words that were on the outside of the wheel. That's all the thoughts and feelings and emotions all the fucking time.
Wow.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Just use your powers.
But this
for
is
good.
What I'm talking about. When Kanye said, I'm about to go get some rest, and then said that crazy tweet or whatever. I'm not going to say crazy, and it's not funny. But
what did he do?
Why he got canceled and all this other stuff. That's a thing. Like, when everybody was like, well, this nigga, he should have just got some sleep. He should have just went to sleep and got rest. He needs more rest.
Well, yeah, easier said than done.
You don't know the things I see when I close my eyes. Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know the dreams I'm having.
Yeah.
It's easy for you to say go to sleep because you're not being tormented in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I am challenged in my mind on a daily fucking basis all the time. So telling me to get rest isn't very comforting, and it's not that easy.
You feel like you don't have...
I don't think I ever get mental rest. Ever. And it affects, when I'm awake, it affects my responses and reactions to things because I'm never really rested. Like, the only time I ever felt rested was when I was on, like, medication to help me sleep. Because it literally knocks you out. There's a thing of sleeping and then there's a thing of resting. Like, when your mind is at rest.
A real rest. Yeah.
But when your just eyes are closed.
Yeah.
And
you're still hearing stuff. You're still moving around. Your mind
is still going. I can't watch certain things before I go to sleep. I can't talk to certain people before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
I can't have certain conversations before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because my mind will literally
keep going.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so I'm just saying, give people grace in that. If
you don't know what they're going through.
You have no clue.
Yeah.
If you're a person that doesn't struggle in the mind, be very, very, very cognizant about what you say about people who do.
So, to somebody who does, yeah.
What you say about them, what you say to them. Because you have zero clue what that's like.
Yeah.
It's not something that can be explained.
It's not easy.
Yeah, and it's not something that can be explained. Like, I can't get you to understand that.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I don't even think I knew that about you till just now.
Yeah, like, that's why I don't, like, I could be sleep, but resting, that's why
I mean, those two are very different. I've definitely slept, and I woke up, I'm not resting.
Okay, think about when you were going through what you were going through in 2020, and you were, like, having all those nightmares. Remember, you were getting chased by... Think about that awake and sleeping. Think about having to see those things and feel those things and think those things awake and sleeping.
That is crazy.
That's what...
To think about.
Not in a dark way.
To think about, like, that was just a moment for me. And for somebody to live that...
That's an everyday thing for me.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Every day.
Mm-mm.
So that's why it's like, if you if you say, like, I hate when you... I hate when you do that or something like that. Or, like, I hate when you scratch like that. I'm thinking so deep into that. It could be something as silly as that, but I'm so, like, I'm visualizing the scratching and what I'm wearing and what you're doing and the position you're in and what you're saying. Like, it's all these things that without me asking my brain to do it,
it just goes there. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for people who are dealing with that type of struggle mentally and having to be a normal human on an everyday basis, be a wife,
be a mom, be a support, be a best friend, be an entrepreneur.
I was about to say that.
Being a, well, be in front of the camera. Is, be a yeah. father, be a yeah. husband, be a brother.
Just
be
live
a,
your life. Yeah.
Be a human.
Yeah.
That is very, very yeah. difficult. Yeah. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
And you, and then being told that something's wrong with you because you think the way different. You think.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm like, I hate when people go in on Kanye like yeah. that. I'm like, you guys don't know.
You have no idea. And I'm so proud of you because you're maneuvering it through it with so much. It's graceful.
Trying.
Nobody
Not
knows.
Every day.
No, I know, but nobody knows what you go through.
You know how you fall graceful and then there's sometimes it's like, oof.
Like when you fall and get up and like...
or like, when you like
when you fall like Beyonce or you fall like Scarlett takes a tumble
literally when you fall like Beyonce or
when you fall like Scarlett remember Jesus, the girl yep. she's like and then she fell off the table
literally
it's like there you both fail
but did you fall gracefully or did you fall abruptly
Scarlett I love you. This is a good episode.
Yeah. This episode, again, was dedicated to health and wellness. You guys saw us get our IV in episode on the part one.
Go back and watch it if you haven't watched it. This is part two.
We answered a few of you guys' questions from our Instagram page. So after this, what do you know for sure? And what are you saying no to
what
for sure?
What do I know for sure? Jesus. What do I know for sure? What do I know for sure? I know that, like, for me, my health and wellness journey, baby steps, y'all. Because it took years and years and years and years for me to get here. So it might take some years to unlearn things. Mm-hmm. Whether it's diet, whether it's exercise, whether it's mental, whether it's articulation. Like, all of you've been living your life for so many years a certain way and you want to change certain things. It might take years to change those things and become a new person. It's not going to happen overnight. So I know for sure, just, you know, take your time with those changes. What am I saying no to for sure? Dang, I don't know. No, no, no. What am I saying no?
Trying to think outside the center of the wheel.
Saying no?
Well, saying no to staying.
So I'm saying no to any other leggings that aren't these Nike Go leggings. But yeah, that's a good one. Wait, trying to use big more words.
Just not staying just inside.
Inside
the circle.
Those four words when there's a million other ways.
You may
ways.
Not be on the very outside of the circle, but maybe trying to step outside of that immediate just five emotions.
Because there's tons more.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. What do I know for sure? I know that, you know, everyone is created uniquely and specifically for what their purpose is. Mm-hmm. And just because they're created a certain way or think a certain way or have different challenges doesn't make them crazy or stupid or idiotic or, you know, any of those things. Like, I think that we need to be very watchful about what we label each
people,
other.
Yeah.
So I know for sure that. And then what am I saying no to for sure? I'm saying no to, what am I saying no to? I'm saying no.
No, 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 no.
I don't know. What am I saying no to?
What am I saying no to?
I'm saying no to. She said, now you want me to.
Girl. Now you're excited. She kind of.
What am I saying no to? I'm saying
I had
no.
It on the tip of my tongue. What? You're saying no to. I don't know. It came and then it left.
I'm going to say no to labels. Like, I'm saying no to that. Like, accepting labels.
That's good.
Negative labels.
Yeah, negative labels. Keep labeling me positively.
If you want to label me positively, go for it.
Smart,
but
beautiful,
I am
fine.
Not, I'm not accepting negative labels.
Good. That's good.
Oh, and I did want to say one thing, because my mom gave me this, and it was really big for me. Mm-hmm. She said that just for people who are dealing with their mental health or like if you're experiencing any challenges in your life, she said something really good. She was like, God puts us through tests. The enemy puts us through trials. And I thought that was really good. Like if you feel like you're being accused of something or you feel like something is acute, like, you know what I mean? Like there's shame attached to it, embarrassment attached to it.
Yeah.
Ridicule attached to it. Like, any of that is not of God.
That's the enemy, yeah.
That is the enemy. And a test is something that challenges you and gives you instructions.
Yeah.
So this is how I know that it's God for me. If if something comes with instruction, then I know it's God. If a thought comes and there's no instruction, then I know it's probably the enemy.
It's like shame and
yes. So
makes
if it's
you feel
like,
bad,
you're stupid.
The enemy.
You're ugly.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's not mm-hmm. that's a try. That's mm-hmm. a that's not God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if it's like you need to eat better, and here is an instruction.
You can do
stop
this.
Drinking
right.
this.
Right. Right.
That's God.
Or maybe that wasn't the smartest thing to say. Yeah. You should probably read more.
Yeah.
Like
you need to go apologize and then you need to say next going forward, you need to do da 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 da.
Right.
When there's an instruction attached to it, then 9 times out of 10, that's God. But if there's no instruction attached to it and it's just an accusatory thing.
And making you feel bad.
And making you feel bad, then that's probably from the enemy. And be aware of that in your mental. That will help you navigate on what to do next.
Yeah. And because it's a lie.
And
if it's from him, it's a lie. Yeah. It's not the truth. So, yeah, this is a good episode. Health, wellness. You know, we talk about mental healing, growing, evolving. But this episode was dedicated to all things health
all things.
And wellness.
We love you guys. And we feel so good on our Nike Go leggings. I can't express that enough. Shout out to Nike for these.
I'm wearing these all day.
Period. I'm not taking them off.
Going to the studio tonight to drop them bars, baby.
My nigging.
Megan, ooh, I cannot wait to get this verse. Let me call my aunt.
We love you guys.
Bang.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.